This is Desert Bloom from KNPR and KNPR.org. We caught up with Norm Schilling, owner of Schilling Horticulture Group in Las Vegas, to talk about caring for trees in Nevada and some of the special challenges that come with that, like the strong desert winds. You'll hear those winds throughout the recording because this time, we recorded on-site in Norm's own garden. Of course, after saying hi to the puppies. Here's Norm.
So here it is, March already. And right now it feels like March because the wind's out and it's kind of cool, but it's been crazy already this year with really high temperatures and really low temperatures. But the wind is ever present and it always starts in March and it always makes me concerned about my trees. Because trees are structural beings and they have to stand there and withhold that wind stress upon them. And it makes me think about pruning trees, and there's some really important principles of pruning trees that I want to share with you. First off, really try to avoid ever removing more than about 25 to 30% of the total foliage mass in any given year. And you actually modify that downwards based on these three things. If it's an older tree, if it's a diseased or stressed tree, or if it's a very challenged species that doesn't typically do well in Southern Nevada, each of those will make you want to prune less. And in fact, oftentimes it's best to just take 5 or 10% or none at all. Secondly, pruning is about building good structure. It's not about trying to shape the tree or to make the tree smaller. In fact, trees should be allowed to have their full mature size. And if you try and constantly keep it smaller, then it's an exercise in futility and you're going to spend more money. If you want a smaller tree, plant a smaller tree. Sometimes trees are just too big for their space. And if they're close to targets, those roots can break walls, sidewalks, and even in a really bad situation, the foundation of your home. So make sure your big trees have room to grow. But as far as pruning, what you want to do is you want to have good structure, and that means that branches are well spaced throughout the tree and that they have wide angles of attachment between two branches or between a branch and a trunk. The wider that angle, the stronger that union is. If you have a very narrow angle, the bark gets pinched in between, and then as they grow, the union doesn't grow with it, and that becomes a weak point and a point of failure. If you look at your tree and you have very narrow angles between two fairly substantial branches or two trunks, realize also that if they're codominant, if they both have about the same size, that's going to add to the likelihood of failure. It's best to do that pruning to get those weak unions out when they're young. But if it's later in life, what you do to minimize that is you prune more on one of the two and you keep over the years pruning more on that. That'll slow down its growth rate. The other one will grow faster relatively. And eventually, instead of having two branches the same size, you have one that's twice the size of the other in diameter. And that greatly reduces the potential for failure. The other thing, a common mistake that's made, is people say, well, I need to thin my tree out. That inner foliage is there for a reason. It supports the tree by continuing to photosynthesize even when the outer canopy shuts down, and that energy is so important. Also, those inner branches, that inner foliage, kind of cushions the branches one from another. So as the wind's pushing on it, those inner branches actually help the other branches. They help each other stay intact. And finally, be very aware of this. There's a lot of people in this valley for many years that cut trees. They don't really prune them. And an inexperienced or unknowledgeable arborist can do far more damage and even fatal damage to a tree if it's not pruned well. So get somebody with good experience and good education. Ask them questions like, how much should I prune out of this tree? See if they talk about percentages. Ask them, what is a weak union? And by the way, there's a website, treesaregood.com or .org, and it's from the International Society of Arboriculture. There's really good diagrams in there that will explain this stuff. And look at that, and then ask the guys. Make sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. Take good care of your trees, because they are the backbone of your landscape. And they're worth the most in so many ways. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
This is KNPR.